Welcome to Nodcast, episode 137, Sticking It in Crazy. Yay!
Yay!
Party! I'm Savrin.
I'm badly timed.
Yes. And who are you?
I'm a pony.
Yes.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Shiva.
So Fuzzwolf, that's a very silly name for a pony.
Yeah.
Think about it later.
Yeah.
Think about it during the show. And we'll,
A ball of lint and a wolf on his butt.
Someone suggested Bad Wolf for my pony character. Because then I could work some hoofagotry in there with my, with my pony faggotry.
Way too much faggotry.
Yep.
So much faggot. What is this faggot tree?
So much. Yes, so much pony, too.
So much time.
Yeah. So this week, Flane and I and a couple of others started actual pony cast. It's called Bronyville. It's bronyshow.com. I have episode 1 out now. And if you want to hear 4... adult guys talk about My Little Pony for an hour, feel free to check it out. We'll probably don't know what schedule we're going to be doing it on, but it's fun and it's ponies. So there's...
And it's magical.
Yes. And it's out there in the open. I'm doing a podcast about My Little Pony. I have no shame.
So I've talked to Flane about getting on there as a guest.
Yeah. I figured you'd want to be on maybe this week's show.
Yeah, I'd love to. I enjoyed the first episode, so I was like, yeah. And we're hosting it, so I might as well be on it.
I have to admit, this is kind of surreal. I was a little girl. I was mad about My Little Ponies. I have a bag of the toys in my closet left over from when I was a little girl that I still love and take care of because, you know, they're one of my best-loved toys left over from childhood. Next to my Transformers. This tells you what kind of childhood I had.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are way more into this show. I like it, but you guys are way more into this than I am. And I, like, am the innie, and you guys are the outies.
Who knows?
It's like, I like ponies, but God, what's wrong with you?
I'm like, then maybe you shouldn't look at my top 25 most played songs and see how infiltrated it is with some of the stuff. That Golden Cupcake song from last week that got stuck in everyone's head and probably caused people to throw their iPods in frustration at me for introducing Pony into their head. That's like up there, kind of like 20 plays on it.
I really like Golden Cupcakes, though.
It was a good mix. But this week's topic is not about ponies. And this week's topic will never be about ponies because we don't talk about ponies on Nodcast, because this is a mature show for mature people like ourselves. And we're famous podcasters, too, according
and,
to some people.
And how?
Famously bad.
Famously something, I don't know. The fact that people think that we actually say that seriously is somewhat amusing. Yes, I'm a famous podcaster.
I roll.
Are there actually people who think that we're serious about that?
Oh, I don't know.
The thing is when he says that, the listeners cannot see your eyes roll as you say
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so it's like eye rolls. Like, oh, you know, sure, you can totally do, you know, like Fluttershy to Dash. Oh, wait, we're talking ponies. But this week's topic is about putting it in crazy. We last touched the episode back in on episode 28, which is over 2 years ago. And so I think we got some new stories by this time around.
We got quite a few emails.
Yeah, we got a lot of emails this week. And unfortunately, we still only read about 12 per episode, because otherwise it's going to be a 3-hour show. And it's 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we should probably just...
get into it.
Get into it.
Stick our dick in crazy?
Yep. Well, I will just start us off this week with a story from Jeffrey Wolf. The subject, sticking my dick in a whole fucking pile of crazy. Son of a bitch, I have a story to tell. Thankfully, this guy was crazy enough that it was almost immediately apparent, so I had never had to meet him IRL. For the sake of the audience, let's call him Fucking Crazy McCrazyass, or FCC. So, on to the story. I was still yet a wet-behind-the-ears wolf cub at the time. New to the fandom, everything had that wet dog smell to still. The new car of the furry fandom. And I was building my online furry friends base. Lots of sane people, including my fox. Well, lots of the exception of FCC. At first we hit it off, but then slowly, very slowly, like the cum from a freshly reset fox, the crazy dribbled onto the carpets.
Really?
Ew.
I know. It's like, really?
What's the matter with you? No.
At first, it started innocently enough. Little Area 51 conspiracy stories. Then came the 9/11 stuff, which drives me fucking crazy. Mm. And for a while, I was willing to indulge him in this for what I still don't know. But then came the holy titty fucking Jesus Christ moment when he decided to show me his gun and sword collection with which he planned to take down the U.S. government.
Oh, God.
I didn't quite stick my whole dick in. We yiffed online once or twice, but needless to say, I got the hell out of Dodge. TTFN, Jeffrey Wolf. So there's the bar for this week. I mean, that's fairly crazy.
It's like, that's the bar.
There's the bar. Let's see how many of these other emails can clear it.
Okay. I should get back to my...
I don't know. This one's pretty good, so we'll see.
Let me pull up the mail client.
All right. Surprise threesomes equals fail! Exclamation point times three. Sadly, I can relate to the subject this week, so I decided to write in. I'll try to just give you guys in the L-shaped one, the 10 peso version, so this isn't a wall of text. About 6 months ago, I thought I was interested in the Dom sub lifestyle and started seeing a woman who I call my ex-Dom. She was getting out of the sub relationship with another Dom we'll call Super Asshole. Things were going okay until one day I was shopping at a store and she calls on the phone and for some reason I forgot how... Hold on. For some reason, I forget now, got on the topic of why she was glad she had me at a sub, why she wasn't a sub anymore, and why she wasn't seeing Super Asshole anymore because he was crazy. I got off the phone with her and 30 minutes later I get a call from her asking me to come over because she had a surprise for me. I tried getting some details from her, but she refused and told me to be there as soon as I can. I get there and she greets me wearing nothing except what the gods gave her and told me I should go into the kitchen and do the same. Now, I have some body issues from being all fat and suspicious, but I trusted her and did as she said. After I undressed, she led me to a mostly dark living room and sitting there in a dark corner was none other than Super Asshole. He ordered me to do some stuff with her, which I complied, and then wanted to do some stuff together with her. But since I was standing there naked as the day I was born, with a crazy guy that I'd never seen before in my life...
For some reason,
my little Mr. Happy wasn't and refused to join the parties. I have some problems getting it when I'm nervous.
I think anybody does.
Yeah. After a little bit of time trying to get Mr. Happy to join the party, they said it was okay, and Super Asshole went to bed. My ex-Dom told me it was okay. I put my clothes on and left. I still see her every now and again, and when I go to SCA meetings, but I broke off the Dom sub thing. If I find someone that's sane, I might try the Dom sub thing again, but for right now I'm perfectly fine without it, so long as I can be spanked and told what a naughty boy I am now and then. If the person spanking me wants me to wear pink panties and tell me what a naughty girl I am, that would be fine too. Looks at Fuzzwolf and grins. If anyone is interested in my weight loss, here it is as well. Since December 14th, I've lost almost 24 pounds in weight, and I've gained some muscle as well. I've also signed up to walk a half marathon, 13.1 miles, in Cleveland, which I'm sure I can do since I've already walked 13.5 miles at one time in a park by me. Keep the good work, and I'll see you guys at Anthropon. You're thinner, but just a suspicious listener, a furry named Grey Wolf.
I didn't have this ready at the time, but...
Oh, my.
Seems appropriate.
That was just creepy.
So did that top the bar, or is that...
Well, that was a different kind of crazy. A little bit, you know... The whole Dom sub thing just seems very out there to me, but the fact that she wanted you to get it on while her creepy ex-Dom thing wanted to watch y'all fuck,
It's just really strange that she was like, I'm glad I'm not with him anymore. By the way, come over. I have a surprise. Like, 2 hours later or whatever it was.
I don't know. That's pretty, you know.
That's a whole level of crazy.
This is a good time to say that in a dom-sub relationship or a dom-sub scene, before you do it, you should have a conversation with each other as equals where you set out the limits of what you do and don't want to do. And sometimes, I mean, you may not be able to cover everything like that, but randomly bringing person I don't know in should probably come up in the future.
You kind of talk out of character before you set up, negotiate, and then that's where the whole safe word thing comes in, where there's, this is my indicator of, no, this isn't cool, I need to get out of this character and stop.
And I don't even generally, like, I'm not even that, like, when I'm doming someone, I'm not really, like, that serious, like, into that, like, I'm in this character and I can't break out of it, you know? I will be, like, you know, having a normal conversation if I ask if they're okay or, you know, whatever's going on and stuff like that. But there are some people that get heavily hardcore into playing the role.
And, well, like I could see here, him saying, you know, this might have been a good time for a safe word to indicate that, isn't play anymore.
Cool. Or just flat out be like, not cool. I'm out of here. Saverin, you're going to have to give up your ponies here to do the show.
No, you're talking. Anyways, hey, how about you read an email for us?
Very well. Archive that one. And
I want to look at cool pictures on the internet.
Not cast, a weighty issue. Hey, guys and gals and chat cats. Aaron here again. I took your advice and got in touch with a few Lubbock furs. I'll let you guys know how that goes as soon as we get a meetup set up. But I wanted to clarify something first. When I said I wasn't really a furry, that seemed to set a few of you off. I wanted to let you guys know that I didn't mean that as some kind of insult to fur folk, like I don't want to be associated with the fandom. I love furries. Would I be listening to this podcast if I didn't? Well, yeah, we do have non-furry listeners, so maybe. It's just that furry isn't my primary nerd category. I'm into way too many subcultures to ever pick just one. I can't catch them all. Anyway, question time. I don't remember. I know last week we had someone that was like, my girlfriend says she's not a furry, but it's like, yeah, she really is. I don't think this wasn't this dude though.
This was just like, he was kind of just like, it was not really furry, and we went on to say how you didn't have to have a fursona and all that to be considered a furry. You know, it's a much kind of broader than that.
You could be more than one thing. I mean, I'm a Doctor Who fan. I'm a furry, you know. And
yeah, I'm a WoW player. Brony. I like literature, you know.
I like Kitty Pryde and Nightcrawler, too. Yes, I do. Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, Weezer. But we all have furry as one of our nerd cultures.
Yeah.
But it's just one of our many flavors of nerd.
Yeah. The geek subcultures are too fun to pick just one.
Yeah.
Anyway, question time. I mentioned in my last email that I've been in group therapy for a while. It's a tremendously valuable experience, and a lot of the good in it comes from helping other people in the group come to grips with their issues. But therein lies the rub. See, I'm one of the lucky few that's been blessed with a metabolism that'll keep me relatively thin no matter what I shovel into my gullet. I've never had terrible body image issues, so I can't really identify with the people in the group that do. But see, there's this girl. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not looking for love in all the wrong therapy groups, but I do care about her and consider her a friend, and I want to help her realize she's a sweet, kind, worthwhile person, despite the corporatist bullshit we're all constantly bombarded with that says only thin people can be beautiful. I thought about telling her that a lot of guys, myself included, actually prefer curvy women, but I'm not sure how to say that without it sounding like, let me put my evil inside you.
Let me put my evil inside you. Let me put my evil inside you.
Dr. Claw.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to try to avoid doing that, but whatever.
But you do it okay. You get so well.
You called it out.
You haven't done Dr. Claw in quite a few episodes. He was due.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'll get you next time, faggot. next time. I'll get you next time, Snarf.
No!
Okay.
Why, you know, he's trying to put his evil inside me. Oh.
So, come on.
You like that, Snarf, my little cum dumpster?
Oh my God. That's it, I quit.
Oh, you know he ain't a real bad now, is he, bitch?
Anywho, back to the email. There's such a thing as Dr. Claw making too much of a real person.
Now I'm going to piss all over your face and call you Shirley.
Rule 3.
It's been a while since he broke a rule 2. That does not mean break it again.
So, a 2-part question, I guess. How do you give... What, I can't just continue on like nothing happened?
Of course you can.
How do you give someone a platonic compliment without sounding like you're hitting on them? And how do you convince a wonderful person that they are wonderful if they've got horrible self-image problems? You're a perpetually perplexed proponent of puns, Aaron South. Yeah, I guess you couldn't be like, hey, I dig fatties and you're totally hot.
Or, you know, I dig fatties and you fit the bill. You know, that wouldn't help. Yeah,
fit the bill. That's like double.
Fit the build.
That's like double bad.
Yeah, don't say that.
Just say it whenever she kind of puts herself down, just kind of said, no, you're not that bad. You look fine. It's just kind of...
You're not that bad? Really?
Yes, actually.
A lot of times... You're not suffering from severe depression issues, Shiva. I think that would... I don't know.
No, but I do have serious body issues. What do you think? And I always have.
It's fine. No, tell me what it is. It's okay. Then she's like, tell me.
You gotta, as she's putting herself down, just kind of start with a push and occasionally maybe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they really do need to come to Jesus, someone to say, look, you're not ugly. You're just fine. You know, you just stop.
Or just, you know, I would say just, I wouldn't even, early on, I wouldn't even bring up weight or appearance issues. Mm-hmm. I would just try to be a friend. Mm-hmm. And maybe start spending some time with her. And, you know, I don't know. He says he kind of wants to help her and convince her she's a wonderful person. But you don't actually say if you're trying to date her or whatever. But because, I mean, if you're trying to date her or something, I mean, that's fine, too. But, you know, just ask her out and, you know, no, I'm not fucking with you, you know. But just have like casual, normal conversations, you know, and if she brings up her weight issues or something, you can reassure her that you find her attractive.
Fine, you know, don't worry about it.
Be reactive, not proactive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, basically. Don't be proactive about bringing up what her issues are. I mean, everyone knows what their issues are. It's a group therapy session, so you don't really need to bring it up. But I'd say just be a friend, you know. And if she brings it up, you can talk about it with her.
Yep.
So.
But, yeah, yeah, and it's entirely possible, you know, to compliment people and not want to stick your penis inside them. It is possible that you can just be complimentary.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, not everyone's going to assume that, you know.
Oh, that guy complimented me on my shirt. He wants to fuck me. Mm.
But that's why I was thinking being reactive. If she brings it up, you can push back. Whereas if you bring it up, it sounds more like you're coming after her. Not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But if she brings it up, it gives you an opening to to say something without it looking like you're coming on too strong.
Okay. Right.
All right. So this. This one indeed. Another Texas listener. We actually have quite a few Texas listeners.
That's nice. Well, local support.
Well, when we have listeners all over
the place. Someone has to show up at the Furry Fiesta live shows.
I know, right? It's crazy. Subject, I stuck it in crazy, all right. Dear Notcast, I'm writing in today to let you know how I stuck my dick in crazy. Me and
Sludwolf
met online a few years ago, and soon started hanging out, and after a few months moved in together. She was fine for a few months of living off my savings and credit card, but when I asked her to start working, she suddenly had a relapse of her multiple personality disorder and proceeded to flip from threatening me to wanting to cuddle to crying in a two-hour period. After she attacked me because I wouldn't let her use my car to go to the library and flirt with her ex, I told her to GTFO. Worst slash craziest person I was ever with. Oh, don't believe me? Fine. One last example of how crazy vengeful she was. After she and I broke up, she sent me a picture of a sonogram and told me she was pregnant. And that after we broke up, the stress had made her have a miscarriage. No hospital paperwork, and it turned out she got the pictures off Google Image Search. But there's enough said. I'm off to cement my control over the Bad Wolf Corporation. Yes, Fuzz, you got me. Marque, the hetero-flexible kitty from Spring, Texas.
Wow.
That's,
yeah. I'm sorry, dude. That's bitchy. Damn.
That is some crazy.
But
it's like, oh, you mean that. It's like, I did not know that babies came with an iStockimages.com watermark. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a good thing you got out of that situation.
That was,
fantastic.
But thank you for writing in with the...
Yes.
With the crazy story. That's awesome. Well, it's not. It's awesome that you wrote in. The situation itself kind of sucked, but you all know right. What I mean.
Let's see.
Okay.
Next one.
Okay. Let's see. Would it be you?
Yep. ABC of growing up. Off topic. Hello, cute and huggable creatures. Incoming text barrage. I'm sorry. I'm really going to have to try and cram as much information into a few words as possible. But you can just skip to the bold questions at the end if need be. Backstory. I'm female, straight, 24, furry, and still living with my parents. I have a guy I've known online for years. We started dating 5-ish months ago, still living with his parents. Both of us desperately want out of our parents' houses, but are stuck in minimum wage jobs and don't have a clue to where to start or how we'd survive. We decide to meet in real life. Dun, dun, dun. A few days before the trip, and completely unrelated, my parents informed me that I had 3 months to either leave the house or pay an impossible amount of rent. This also means I lose the use of a car and I don't have one of my own. I have no friends or other family here to room with and certainly can't survive on my home and this minimum wage income. So the news was pretty terrifying to me. But as they're not currently charging me anything to live here, and I've been leeching off them for years, other than voluntarily pulling about half my paycheck towards groceries, I really can't blame them. I suppose I would kick me out too. The visit to my boyfriend's went impossibly well. His family adores me, he adores me, we fit so perfectly together in every possible way, and I love him to death, and all that stuff everyone says when they're in love. His parents love me so much, they invited me to come live there. How convenient. I returned home and am currently planning and packing and generally preparing to move, which will happen either at the beginning of July when my job gets me a store transfer, whichever comes first. So, even though I'm invited to stay under the roof as long as I like, it's not a place I'm going to be comfortable staying long-term for a number of reasons I won't go into. Boy and I decided as soon as I get down there, we'll start apartment shopping. We don't know how the first thing about apartment shopping. Side note, his extremist conservative parents are throwing monster fits about this because sharing a room before marriage is terribly sinful, and rushing into marriage is a much better solution, apparently. We're getting no support morally or fiscally from them. I have no freaking clue what I'm getting myself into. Let's see, I know about doubts about the boy of this relationship, though I do realize it's really early to be taking a step like this, especially after only short real life meeting. I have no idea what to mentally prepare for. Let's see, a little bit of rambling. Can't shake a amount of dreads about not having my parents as a safety net. If this goes up in flames, I feel like a very, very spoiled child who had everything handed to her, even though I want to be independent of my parents very badly. I feel like I'm about to be thrown into stormy waters without being afloat and scared to death. At least I have the consolation in going to this thing with a boyfriend. He's not too much more experienced than I am, but hopefully we get to stand more of a chance in the real world with one person to gather buckets while the other one Googles how to fix a leaky roof. That's a very good thing. My best friend told me not to worry too much. Millions of people live on their own every day. It's not easy, but we're a couple of pretty intelligent people and should be fine. Cognitively, I believe her.
Cognitively.
What did I say?
Cognitively or...
Whatever. I made up a word.
Yes.
Those words.
You word so good, you're like making up your own.
Anywho, that made her feel better. Let's see. In bold. Is there like a handbook for leaving home somewhere? I mean, you guys are independent. How did you get on your feet? Was it this scary for you? In short, yes. Whether you read this on the show or just reply, I'd really appreciate any advice or consolation. Let's see, there's many more complicated details. They just included the essentials. Thanks in advance, guys. Keep it up. A very small house cat. P.S. Thank you for releasing episodes in MP3 format again. P.P.S. Never mind.
Okay.
If you don't want us to read on the show, put it above and then put the stuff below. Don't read on show and like block letters.
And P.P.S. Please don't read any of this on the air. Oops. No.
Well, no, she didn't say that. At least it's just the P.P.S. she didn't want read.
So, yeah, how to get your feet underneath you for the first time out the door.
Well, you do have an advantage of that you are moving with a boyfriend. So the two of you are, two heads are better than one, you know, not to be cliched, but that's...
Two incomes are better than one.
Two incomes are better than one, yes.
Roommates, honestly.
I was actually thinking that, yeah, it's going to be like living alone, or trying to eke out a living on a minimum wage is really hard, and... A lot of times you can only really get like an apartment in the worst part of town if you're looking for that low income. You may look into some low income assistance, but I would also look into maybe
some roommates in the
networking
in
with
the
some
town
of the
name
in the local community. Yeah, networking with some of the furries in the local community, seeing if anybody has either rooms for rent or is looking to move to a new place together or something like that.
It's often cheaper to have half of a two-bedroom than it is to have a one-bedroom. Just you share utilities, and usually just a slice of the apartment is just half.
Because you could, if you manage to do that, you can make it. Because, you know, now, when you're getting an apartment... Your income generally has to be a combined 3 times the rent. That's like the general baseline here in Texas. So if you and your boyfriend's combined income and the other person's combined income is beyond the baseline, you should be okay. That's monthly as opposed to... That's the first thing. Renting the first time, you're going to have to deal with much higher first-time renters... deposits.
Insurance.
Renter's insurance is required in a lot of places now just because it's useful. Mm-hmm.
A lot of places also ask for like first and last month's rent and a security deposit.
Yeah.
And if you're moving into someone that's already got a place and they're just looking for roommates to establish, you often can get around that. Because often the people, they're happy just to have someone to fill the room rather than trying to get first and last month's rent out of you.
But, I mean, when it comes to your boyfriend and his family, it might actually, if it can help, you know, maybe stay a month and save up, have a bit of reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Because parents, you know, because sharing a room together unmarried is, you know, horrible, sinful. But, you know, if you jump to marriage, it suddenly makes it okay. Your freshness seal pops off and you can fuck like rabbits.
Yeah,
and that's why religion's down.
Unfortunate aspect of his parents there, considering they're so, you know, they're so accepting of you otherwise, but that's, jeez.
I mean, if you guys want any more advice and tips on this, I don't mind if you guys email me and any other, you can send it to Notcast, our email address like you did, or my email address is notknotshiva@gmail.com. That's my show address.
There's things online. It's like how to move out of home into your first apartment. You can Google moving out for the first time. There's a lot of information on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a For Dummies book, but, you know, all the information on the internet anyway.
Yeah. They're also going to run a credit check, and you have to have proof of employment and income for moving into an apartment. So you may want to consider that. If you don't have much of a credit background, that might make it a little bit more difficult.
You're going to need essentials like pots and pans and dishes and towels. Don't be afraid of Salvation Army or any of the used goods stores. I hit them up when I first moved out, and I was working minimum wage at McDonald's, so trust me, you'll need this.
Well, see, when Panther and I first moved together, everything we got was pretty much garage sales or thrift town or free from friends.
Yeah.
So it's like now that we've finally reached an income level that we could actually start replacing some of this stuff.
So yeah. Pardon me. Sorry, that's going to make a
garage
bump.
Garage sales, free stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, like...
Remember those horrible...
The chairs?
You don't keep it, but the orange chairs, the tiger...
Yeah. You can also do some slight dumpster diving. Usually college campuses are a good place to do this because... each semester, as students move out, they leave the shit that they can't take with them out by the dumpster. I would not recommend picking up a mattress or couches or chairs or anything like that that you're going to be in contact with, just because I know a guy that got crabs that way. Luckily, I didn't know him biblically. I just heard this anecdotally later on. But shit like entertainment centers, furniture, trunks...
I wouldn't do a mattress, but I have gotten a fair number of couches from... But that's the apartment one. This is where, if you live in an apartment and there's dumpsters, usually as people are moving out, they'll go and they'll put their couches and such by the dumpster. And if they haven't been there very long, Lord knows when I was poor and couldn't afford to buy anything, I snagged more than a few, and they were fine.
Yeah, I mean, you might be surprised. But yeah, definitely
never mattresses.
Salvation Army, Goodwill, just for finding basic things. And, you know, yeah, I doubt you're thinking this. You seem pretty smart, but you're definitely don't focus on the luxuries. I know a lot of people will be like, oh, we're not going to get a couch or chairs or forks, you know, like, oh, we have knives and spoons and we have an Xbox, you know, like, don't leave out an essential to get all the little, you know, the little luxuries can make hard living seem a little bit better, but you really should focus on get forks. Yeah. Focus on the essentials first. Don't eat out, order, you know, buy shit for home, but it'll seem more expensive at the time when you drop a couple $100 at the grocery store, and but it's cheaper in the long run.
I hate to say it, you may need to look at second jobs. I was thinking that too. Or a second part-time job. When I first moved out and all I could get was a minimum wage, is I worked two jobs. And that's it sucked. I barely got any sleep. But it kept a roof over my head long enough for things to get better.
And, you know, you may also just... While you're working the minimum wage job, keep looking for something better. Call centers suck, but they usually start at around 10 to 12 an hour, which is much better than minimum wage. So
minimum 7 now? 7 and change?
7 and a quarter is minimum wage now, I think.
Yeah. So if you can get call center, even if it's basic customer care, they're usually 9, 10, 11, something like that.
Yeah. God, when I started working, minimum wage was 4 and a quarter.
Same.
Yeah, well.
Times change.
Yeah.
Time change and the money you make now still won't pay for shit.
I'm not gonna get into like a huge political discussion, but just it was a fucking fight for them after many, many years to finally get the minimum wage pushed up as much as it was. But damn.
So that's basic tips. And like I said, if you want any others, feel free to email me.
And you know, it is okay to be scared. I mean, I was scared moving halfway across the country to move in with my mate, and you know, we'd been around each other quite a bit in real life at that point.
And
but still, it was like a big commitment to make.
When I moved in with my Siam, we'd met once in person for like 2 weeks, and I'd known him for a couple of years online. He wasn't a furry, it was another fandom. And but we decided to throw it to the wind and give it a go, and I moved halfway across the country from New Hampshire to Indiana, and it worked out fine. I mean,
you're going to say to India there for Indiana. Confused the hell out of me.
And it worked out fine. So there's all kinds of horror stories you hear, but it's often works. You know, it's not always horror stories. So give it a good solid go.
And I mean, in your honest, in a lot of cases, depending on the length of time that you've known the other person. I mean, a lot of cases I wouldn't recommend making the jump and doing it, but your current living situation is becoming to a point where you're not going to be able to stay there. So at this point, I guess you don't really have anything to lose by going for it.
Okay. Well, I think we've beaten that to death.
Yes. That's over there on the floor, crying.
Who read that one?
Me.
That was Shiva. Okay. The next one is yours.
The red one is yours.
Next one is mine.
Ah, yes. This one.
Yeah, there's... Okay.
There's a line you should skip in this one.
Oh.
I bet you can figure it out.
Mm.
So, hey. How about you read an email?
Hello, oh amazing Notcasters. You may not remember me from a long time ago when you read my email about Lolicon things and whatnot. I think about episode 35. I'm all better, and I am no longer an ocelot. Was that the problem? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I appear to have become an ocelot. Please help. Please send help. Send lawyers, guns, and money. I'm still all bubbly and playful, and I'm still a furry. Heck, I'm still a feline, just not an ocelot. Anywho, I heard about the DTMFA popping up again and thought about some reasons why you should dump someone. I have a list. And there should have been a colon there, but your significant other has mistaken your penis for a breakfast sausage multiple times. He kissed a girl and he liked it. They finally came through on that promise to shove a knife up your ass. They have dragged you. Ooh, there should be you there. They have dragged you to a convention, stuffed you in a fursuit, and dragged you to a fur pile, all in the name of friendship. Your best times with them were the times they weren't in the room. You're a playful person, but when you tickle them, they punch you. They could punch you out of love.
Love punches.
When the only words you hear from them are bend over. When you find out she's your mom.
Ah.
Yeah, that must be a very Jerry Springer story. When you look at them and find your cock has run away. When Captain Obvious smacks you and tells you to leave. He flies around to various places and is like, I'm going to help you figure out that you need to leave now. When Recky, sorry if misspelled, it is, says, fuck that guy. When Saffron turns into a pony of hate. When Panther's beard says so. When Shiva delivers some L-shaped verbal beatings to your significant other. See, there's a mention of everybody in here except for me. Aww. Tear.
Well, the next one, you can think the next part's about you.
No. When you have tripped down a... Actually, I can, because I'm the one that made this reference. When you have tripped down the staircase lined with doorknobs and fallen face first onto a doorknob-coated floor.
Yay!
Yay! There are many other times to DTMFA, but I'd say I saved this one for last because I believe it the most. It's time to DTMFA when good people like the cast of Notcast are telling you that you need to get out of the situation you're in. Because regardless of all their strengths and silliness, they are trying to help you. Go Team Notcast!
Woo!
Well, that's all I've got for now. I hope I'll be able to write in again soon, and hopefully I will be able to keep up with the podcast. I've slowly started catching up again as I stopped listening a while back. Keep up the great podcast and changing lives for the better. You're a fan since the day your first podcast went up on iTunes. Taryn the Serval. No, I did not misspell Sergal. See, I know what a serval is, but I don't know what a Sergal is, so I think you spelled it right.
Maybe you meant Seagal? I don't know.
I'm an anthropomorphic Steven Seagal.
Well, thanks.
I'm very furry and kicky.
So, yes.
So, I read that, Severin, so it rolls around to you.
All I have to say is this.
You rock! Woohoo! Well, that's six.
And perhaps even this. If it would load. So, on that note, that is our sixth email, and we are going to go to a quick break. But before that...
Let's go live to the videotape.
Yes.
For play-by-play recap.
Play-by-play recap, where it's almost time for the break. But Commission Me is the adult theme card game for 3 to 5 furs. Commission Me combines the best of strategic gaming with every furry's favorite activity. Looking at furry porn, it features 70 cards with yiffy art from 5 different artists. Urban Coyote, The Ramjing, Dream and Nightmare, Felix Path, and Vanishikawa. For more information, see infertainment.com. This week's song is actually two songs. One is called Apple Sky Tree. Other one is She's Just a DJ Unicorn by Psy and Chain Algorithm. It's ponies.
Yeah. the world.
And we're back.
So much pony.
So little time.
Yes, brony. Bro hoof.
Clop.
Thump. Clop. Speaking of clopping, AdamandEve.com, our sponsor. This week's item is something that I thought would come in handy, because a lot of furs have long-distance relationships, and if you want to be able to fuck your partner for 1,500 miles away, then you need a Clone a Willy kit, which is $39.95, and basically, it's this thing that you can make a copy of your dick as a dildo. Immortalize your boner with this erection molding kit. It has everything you need to make a soft rubber dildo of your hard penis with optional vibrations to please her, him, like never before. Just add water to the molding powder, insert your erection into the warm mixture, then slide off the mold and pour in the liquid rubber. You'll have a highly detailed replica of your own cock in just a few hours for double the frisky fun. Detailed instructions and 24-hour informational hotline. So if, you know, if the suicide hotline is ever busy, these people are open 24 hours too.
Dude.
You know, the only problem is that they will tell you to go fuck yourself, because it is a Clone a Willy kit. And you could do that, as Savern suggested. Say I was going to be all romantic and stuff. Yeah. And be like, you could totally, like, use, have a copy of your mate's cock to jam in you while you TS over Skype or something like that. And Savern's like, just tell them to go fuck themselves.
No, so you can do both.
You could do both, yeah.
You make That's two true. Copies?
You could make a copy for you, and you'd be like, check out this meta shit. You fuck you with my cock, and I'll fuck me with my cock.
At the same time.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. It'll be like some sort of fucked up portal. I don't know.
So, yes.
And I like the first comment on here. It's from a girl. My boyfriend and I had so much fun with this kit. It's so easy. We even enjoyed a double penetration with him in my back door and his replica in my vagina.
Man.
So, it's only $39.95, but with our coupon code NOT,
K-N-O-T,
then you save 50% on that. You get free shipping, 3 free DVDs.
And a mystery gift.
And a mystery gift that's just so insanely hot that you'll need the Clone a Willy kit, because it's so hot, your dick will melt off, and you'll need to make a new one.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Okay, maybe not. Not that hot, but pretty hot.
All right.
Oh.
Goodness me. Well, on that note, we should return to the show.
Okay.
So, what was your favorite episode of... Wrong show. Hey, Sooner Rather Than Later is the topic of this email.
Okay.
Hello, casters of Naughty Wisdom. I'm a newish fan, still playing catch up with previous podcasts, but I'm listening to the new ones to see if I have anything to add to the topics, and I do have some advice this week. There is a lot of reasons to break up, but the main thing you have to remember is if you want to end your relationship, is that from the moment you decide you don't want to be with this person anymore, you are wasting your time and, more importantly, theirs. Obviously, don't break it off with someone every time you have a disagreement with your other half. There's tough times in relationships, but if there's just a constant sense of things not working, you're not in love with your partner, perhaps they just turned batshit insane, end it today. Not next week, not next month, today. Obviously, if things can be talked through and fixed, it's worth doing so, but under the circumstances that you know you just want out, don't keep dragging them along. I've been the dragged person before. A past friend has cornered me into a relationship. Then once I really fell for him, he had no interest in me anymore. But rather than tell me, he basically barely talked to me, avoided me, and cheated on me. I stayed in that relationship for a couple months after that, being too young and stupid to take the hint that he didn't care about me at all anymore. The outcome of that basically ruined my final school year because I was literally sick with stress and couldn't tell my parents what was going on. Thinking my studies were causing the problems, they got me to cut out a couple classes. As odd an action as that may seem for parents to take, they are far more worried about my health. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't keep any food down, etc. Anyone thinking that sounds a little extreme, there are differences between sick with stress and having a few butterflies. I'd never wish that on anyone. I'm aware that I would have been depressed for a while if he'd just dumped me when he was done with me, but I'd have been saved months of feeling like I was constantly doing something wrong and the looming fear of the person I love not wanting to be with me anymore. I tried so hard to be better for him that it made the eventual breakup sting so much worse. I guess my point here is that the wanting to break up with someone will bring things bad for both of you as long as you're together. Obviously, do things carefully. Don't leave a corpse on the doorstep with a note reading, "This dead cat represents my feelings for you," as was suggested on a previous podcast, which did make me giggle more than it should have. Let them down gently, and in time, they'll feel better. I know I'd have done it a lot better just dealing with the breakup rather than being physically and emotionally dismantled over several months, then having to deal with it. I'm doing great these days, though, and I'm happily engaged living with my fiancé, and I have a job I love, albeit with a slightly wrecked education. Loving the podcast, guys. Hope what I've said here has some value for those looking for answers. Keep being naughty. Mini Fox Hug, Korochi. Yeah, that's one of those things. Don't drag it out. Don't be like, oh, it'll get better if I get married to this person, as happened people recently. Oh, God. You know.
Yeah, that happens too frequently, too. Yeah. That people think that they can change or fix somebody once they get married, and it's like, no, don't go down that route.
No, it just makes things messed up and take longer and cost lots of money.
Yeah, you get all these legal shenanigans and headaches afterwards. It's like, nah.
Yeah, and if you're one of them thar heterosexuals getting married to try to fix somebody, don't do it. Just don't. Ugh. Maybe in a couple months I'll be able to really tell you about what's going on with my family, but not right now. On that note, it will be your turn, Shiva.
All right. When to cut ties. Dear casters of Level 5 Maximum Knot, I've been listening to your show since September, and I just caught up a couple months ago. I've been meaning to write in, but it never seemed like an appropriate time. With this week's topic, though, I felt like I had to share the story of my crazy ex. I'll try to keep this from becoming a wall of text, but I can't promise anything. Hopefully, it's an interesting story either way. I met this individual, we'll call him A, the same place that all bad relationships and a few good ones start, the internet. This was long before I'd ever heard the word furry, so at least it wasn't pounced. Still, I think meeting someone in a chat room on gay.com isn't much better. When we met, I was 16 and he was 23. This should have set off some red flags to begin with, but I was young and stupid at the time. It was long distance, but he visited when he could. The very first time he visited, I immediately ran into a problem. In person, I was not physically attracted to him at all. In retrospect, I should have called it off then, but I was young and stupid and lonely to boot. I'll admit that not calling off was a bit of a dick move on my part, but it didn't end there. I eventually did break up with him over a year later, long after he moved out to my state. We stayed friends and things were all right for a while. Eventually, when I was 19, he moved back down to Florida with another boyfriend. I ended up taking them up on the offer to move down there with him. This was also a bad idea on my part. Eventually, he and his new beau ended up breaking up. It was just A and me living together. This is when he started both getting clingy and manipulative.
We know.
The man knew me better than anyone else at the time and knew exactly what buttons to push to evoke whatever response he wanted. Eventually, this was one of many things that prompted me to leave that godforsaken state behind, and it should have ended there. But, as I said, he knew how to manipulate me, and I underestimated the lengths to which he'd go. Shortly after I left, three different guys contacted me on AM to see you, who had seen my personal ad online. Still being young and stupid and desperate for affection, after many online talks with these three and with A, I end up on a Greyhound back down to Florida. It was stupid of me, I know, but what I found out after less than a week back there made things all the worse. After using his computer for a while, I discovered all three of the guys on IM had been him trying to lure me back there.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy crap. That was when I left for the final ties and cut ties completely. I certainly wasn't blameless in that story, doing lots of stupid things and letting myself be manipulated. But I think it's safe to say that I stuck my dick in a big vat of crazy. Especially that I found out recently that he is now serving 87 months at a federal prison after pleading guilty to child pornography charges. In retrospect, there had been signs, and I wasn't all that surprised. So let that be a lesson, kids. Don't do the stupid things I did just because you're young and stupid. I think you need a mate or you'll just die. Be happy with yourself. Don't let desperation blind you to everything else. And above all, don't stick your dick in crazy. Much love and ginormous balls, Zelfair, the happily broken blue fox. P.S. To the next guy writing in with girl troubles, I preemptively agree with Fuzz. Yes, chicks are crazy, and yes, you should date dudes. P.P.S. Shiva is exempt from this rule. My theory is that the extra limbs help distribute the crazy more evenly across the body so it doesn't pull in the head. Okay. So yeah, that's a vat of crazy.
I wonder if I know the person that, if I know A at all, because I mean, unfortunately, when I moved away from Florida, found out later on that someone I'd used to hang out with ended up fucking going. I don't know if it's jail or some sort of. It is jail, but it was some kind of county correctional facility and like a rehab program or something like that.
Was it for child porn?
Yeah, for having kitty porn on his computer. Oh. His roommates had found it, and I was just like, oh, God, really? And, you know, you go to their FA page, and it's like, lol, IRL ban for child porn. It's like, shit. I'll never talk to that guy again. But I have to wonder, since it is the same state, and yeah, Florida does seem, it's nice sometimes, then it also seems like kind of a hellhole the rest of the time, so. Okay.
Your turn.
My turn to read an email from me. No, I forwarded it. That's it. Okay. For some reason, this one got caught by the spam filter, and I had to forward it from the old, from the other email account, so it's actually, I guess, from last week. Subject has been deleted by the spooge. Greetings, not-nommers. Angel, the shy black dragon from Portugal again. It could be Angel, then. Doubt you'll remember my last email. I was only at episode 4 when I wrote it, yet I heard it being read on Oklicon 8, episode 117. That's right, I'm catching up. And don't tell me to skip to the more recent ones, because I now own your voice. That's right, you're all my bitches now, except for Shiva, because she's a lady.
I'm a girl.
You're all my bitches. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but you're not a canine, so I guess you wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Do you know that, the female of cat is actually queen?
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting. It's like, wow, cats are just so, I guess, so much higher on the totem pole than dogs.
Think actually, queen is one that's actually had kittens, technically.
So what's a female?
A female cat is a cat?
Yeah. And Tom and
Tom and Cat.
Queen is specific ones that has had kittens, as far as I know.
Really? I hadn't heard that sub-delineation.
So we have titled our pets as royalty. No wonder.
See, I mean, if I was going to go for theme, you know, female dogs would be bitches, then female cats would be whores. You have bitches and whores. You know, do you have any pets? Yeah, I got bitches and whores. You know, great office water cooler conversations, you know. I see. We're going to have a talk in my office.
Okay.
I like bitches and whores. Oh, God, where was I?
Pass,
you're your lady, yes. I was just listening to the episode while working, then suddenly, oh, shit, that's my email, and it was read at a con, no less. Hearing my own words being read on a famous podcast was unreal. I felt nervous, worrying that I might get some unpleasant comments, seeing as I wrote that months ago. Fortunately, you were very kind. And then hearing advice being directed to me as if it was from outer space. I've matured a lot in such a short time, and this might sound exaggerated, but I feel that more than half of it was just from listening to your podcast. The advice you give to others, I take with me. Example, Jesus says, shave your ass. No, wait, don't be a dick. Yes, that's the one. You've basically become somewhat role models for me, sort of. Drunken 12-year-old frat boys with dongs and a pussy troll. Anyways, I believe it was Savern who read it and mispronounced my hometown.
Entirely possible.
The lose soul and I is a, so it's lowly.
Lowly?
No, it can't be lowly because then it would be illegal.
Low like soul and lay as in ole.
Lole. Ah.
Okay.
It's French.
Okay.
And we do not sound like Cubans at all. Spanish is not our language. Whoops.
Well,
maybe it is Angel then.
Well, it was. He was the closest we had.
Maybe we had Wolfried it.
We're not Wolfried
it. Well, like I said, it wasn't a good approximation. It just we were making do like we always do.
Sorry.
Maybe it was Wolf that read it at go because.
Maybe just commented on it a lot.
Who knows?
It's possible. I don't know. We're not very worldly, I guess, because I didn't know that. We don't speak it very well, meaning Spanish, even if we learn it. Hell, even Spanish don't speak it very well. Still a virgin, by the way, and still 21, but at least I think I'll be able to handle it my first time, whether it goes well or I end up falling off the bed. Because you've taught me a lot, including all the precautions necessary. For example, I did not know you needed lube, even but a condom. Fascinating. Beard stroke. Which I actually did in real life, and nobody can see that. And to finish it off, I have finally decided which voice I think is the sexiest on the cast. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Deep, long voice, sound of drums, the cat of hate. By the way, what's her real name?
Ooh.
We actually didn't address that. We'll address that when I finish this email. And that's my email. Hope this thing wasn't too long and that the spelling or punctuation were at least decent. Remember, English ain't my main language. Well wishes to you from the Portuguese dragon. Once again, may golden dongs rain upon you, Angel.
For non-English, that was still pretty darn good and better than many.
Better than many of our native English speakers.
Regarding the cat of hate, sadly, a couple days ago, she died of old.
She was 17.
She was 17.
Her name was Lily.
Her name was Lily, and she had a good life, lived inside, and got attention anytime she demanded it.
Which was frequently.
You know, she'd been present on the show, meowing at people since episode 1, and she made it 136 episodes in our concentrated badness. No. But it was very sad, and she'll be missed. It was actually very nice. We posted about it on our FA journal, and a lot of people responded. Some people sent in little notes that were forwarded to her owner, and those are appreciated. Thank you. Because, you know, her cat was just a part of the just as much part of the cast as any one of us. When she'd come up and meow at me, and I'd meow back at her like a crazy person.
You're not an old cat lady yet, Saffron. It's okay.
I only had one. Give me time.
That's how it starts.
But it was very sudden. There was no warning.
Yeah.
It just happened out of the blue.
That was Tuesday.
And she's missed.
So it's not to be like total downer mode on your email, but
we realized we probably should have mentioned that.
We should have mentioned that, but now we did. So she'll be missed. And that is on to the next email.
Which is you. Final Yay. Round. Fight.
Fortune may favor the bold, but don't stick your dick in crazy. Hello again, everyone. It's been a long time since I last wrote in, and I figured this week was a good week to do so, as I've had my share of crazy in my time. Let's start it off. As Saverin says it best, I'm a member of the Buy Now Gay Later program and had a few girlfriends in my time. One of my past girlfriends was, to say, special. I had always kind
of... You like fries with that?
Muffins! I had always kind of suspected it, but never really paid any mind to it and dismissed it as just quirks. For example, she'd always said she loved swords and martial art weapons, but as she was visiting, I show her my veritable arsenal I've mounted on my wall, and she starts to randomly flip out saying things like, "Oh my god, those could kill someone!" Or better yet, freaking out later when I took one off the wall just to reposition it.
In her throat.
So later on that night, after that whole fiasco, she's ready to leave and I walk her out to her car. My best friend, who was living with us at the time, went out for a cigarette and just had to ask me something, which made me pause and have to catch up with my ex before she got to her car. Mind you, I had just recently rained and I was in flip-flops. Well, apparently flip-flops were not the best for use on wet grass, as I found this out when I suddenly found myself on my back and laughing hysterically at myself. I can hear my friend from 10 yards away also cracking up. My ex was the only one mortified that I slipped, so I get up, still laughing, and suddenly found myself and walked her the rest of the way to her car. Kissed her goodnight and told me to call her when she got home. Half an hour later, she calls and sounds depressed, like she had been crying. I automatically think something happened to her on the drive home, and at this point I was getting ready and putting on my shoes to drive over, until she replies, "I feel so bad that you slipped walking to my car. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have done that. I feel like I should hurt myself because of it now. Oh dear.
Do you have any of those swords I can borrow?"
As you can probably guess, the relationship ended shortly thereafter. Luckily, I was still in college and I used the whole "I need to focus" excuse to get out of it. Shady, yes, but I'm also glad I ended it because she's now checked into the padded room hotel. I'm not lying. Sorry for this wall text, but I felt it was relevant to the topic at hand. I hope this brought at least a few giggles and didn't send Recky into the old school husky roar. Anyways, keep on going, guys and gal, with this awesome podcast. Keeps me entertained while I travel down my new path in life. As always, with love, the former law enforcement, now special effects artist from Western New York, Faust.
Ooh, cool.
Wow.
Special effects artist, that's neat.
That's kind of a little bit crazy.
Just a little bit.
I feel I should hurt myself because you slipped and fell and laughed.
That's
a little bit wound too tight.
Generally, self-harm is a good indicator that you should seek some kind of help or talk to somebody. If you do that, definitely start look for somebody you can talk to about your issues, because that's not healthy.
All right,
on to the next
one. Keep on trucking.
Okay,
sticking it in crazy. Hey, Notcasters. I thought I'd just jump in a little story of how I hadn't, seeing as how I haven't done so in a while. So I got together with my second mate about a year ago, and things were going okay. Anyway, about 2 months in, I was considering dumping him because he started pressuring me to find somewhere to live with him, which is way too soon in my humble opinion. But then the crazy part came out. He told me something I was utterly dreading to hear, that he was a baby fur. For the record, I am scared shitless of baby furs.
Rule number three.
That alone was enough to get me to dump him, but he also proceeded to ask me for adult-sized diapers for his birthday, and asked me to try and get in on the whole baby fur thing. At this point, I was like, "No, fuck you!"
Angry face.
And got rid of him as quickly as I would a Justin Bieber CD. Anyway, looking forward to hearing your take on this, though it might take a while. I'm listening to all the old episodes again, and I'm all the way back to episode 13. Lots of not Pilch Dragon.
Well, Ricky's not here to tear you a new one, but that's so you avoided that one.
So you'll find out when you eventually get here that Ricky's a baby fur now.
It's basically everybody's got their kinks.
But if you can't handle it, well, I mean,
that's your thing.
I wouldn't date somebody who was a baby fur.
Yeah, if you can't handle the diaper, stay out of the crib.
Okay, I will stay far, far away. So
it comes down to any kink. If you're not into something and they really are, you're not going to mesh.
Yeah. I mean, plus the fact that 2 months in, he's looking to move in together. That's
a little quick. And, you know,
I mean, they're not lesbians. They don't bring a truck on the second date.
The nice thing about kinks is if you go the open relationship route and one partner has a kink that the other doesn't share, you can let them play around with people that do share that interest.
Even if it's not with you.
Even if it's not with you, if you're supportive.
But yeah, like asking for adult-sized diapers.
Ugh. See, I wouldn't like... If I had a kink that was like particularly... Like it was one of those fence like line kind of situations where some people are like really terrified of it and some people aren't, and my partner wasn't into it, I wouldn't be like bringing it up or asking him to help me. Like if I was into blood play, I wouldn't be like, hey Tyrion, can you buy me this awesome knife for my birthday?
I also know some people who don't like spanking at all. They had traumatic childhood. They don't like violence or being struck in any way. And you wouldn't push their boundaries with that.
Right. It is the same kind of thing. I would say if you were dating someone and they said they were a baby fur, if they were, you know, they were still a good person and you were still interested in them otherwise, then I would be like, you know, I'm totally not into that and please don't involve me in it. But, you know, you're free to enjoy your kinks.
Just keep it out of
now, if he told you something truly horrifying, like, I'm into child pornography, or hey, let's get a dog because I'm into bestiality, you know, then you would have more of a cause to run screaming the other way.
If the other person can't respect your boundaries and the fact that you're squicked by this and can't leave it out of your relationship, you know, then that's cause for dumping. But if you lay down the boundaries and they're fine with leaving it out, that's something else entirely.
Right.
There's nothing inherently bad about being baby fur. It's bad when somebody forces their kinks on you.
Yeah. Although for some people, baby fur becomes almost a lifestyler level thing.
Yeah.
And if it's to that point, then you're probably not going to be compatible.
True. You've got to have to be willing to at least turn a little bit of a blind eye to things.
Yeah. But that's all I got to say about that. Who read that one?
Me. The last one is yours, sir.
The last one is mine.
I actually like this one's...
Please keep this anonymous, please, and note that this person did this right, because the please keep this anonymous, please, is like bold italic, the first line, and it's also signed yours anonymously. So, if you want to remain anonymous, that's the way to do it. Subject line, relationship quantum physics. Hey there, Notcasters. I have some very complicated relationship math for you today, and some advice of my own to give to the listener who wrote in asking if he should move out. I will give my own advice first. Listener, sorry, I forgot your name. I personally finished my school even though I did not get along with my mother at all. I have a 2-year technical diploma in web design. I got laid off about a year ago and went on E on L, Canada's version of
unemployment.
I'm not sure. It's hard to tell when it's capitalized, but actually, it's probably EI. It's probably like employment insurance or something like that. Anyway, Canada's version of unemployment. Until I could find a job or at least support me while I did freelance work, I decided I would move out at that time as well. Big mistake. Move out when you can pay your bills, not before. It creates a lot of stress and will drive you nuts. If you hate your mom and need to get out ASAP, do it, but not before you are ready. Okay, so here is my question for you Notcasters. Recently a friend, let's call her T, a friend of mine, broke up with her boyfriend of 2 years, and I have to say it was a really bad breakup. The breakup happened about 3 months ago. T is still living with her ex. They have separate bedrooms on different floors. I have feelings for this girl for several years and have told her so. I was also there for her in an emotional best friend sense during this breakup. The relationship quantum physics comes when two other males and a female enter the mix. The friend I have feelings for is bisexual and has dated women in the past. She's female, I am male. One friend, let's call him Y, came to me and told me that he had feelings for T.
So two guys are interested in T.
Yeah, the writer and this other person. I was kind of happy that she would have someone regardless. The last week, another friend, let's call him D, told T that he had feeling for her as well. I was there for that, but didn't comment at the time. I have not yet spoken to D, who's the second guy, about it, and I am worried that if I date T, it will ruin my friendship with Y and D. Not the last variable comes in when a female friend of ours, she will be called S, told me that she had feelings for T. T has been interested in experimenting with dating females for a while, but never got the courage. Now, I know for a fact that T likes all of us as potential mates, but should I really jeopardize my friendship with potentially three other people to date someone who I have a crush on? I know that T will be my friend regardless, but the others might hold some resentment toward me. So here is the formula for you. Me plus D plus Y plus open bracket S divided by lesbian, close bracket, multiplied, open bracket, relationship, multiplied, T, close bracket, equals potentially bad. Yeah, it's not quantum physics, but it's a hell of a lot more complicated than your usual relationship algebra. So yeah, I do apologize for the long email, but I really wanted to get this all out. Any advice as to what I should do and any steps I should take would be greatly appreciated. Yours anonymously.
See, what's great is that Wolfram Alpha actually gave me an answer. The answer is R squared plus S squared plus T squared.
Those aren't pluses. Those would be multiplied when they're appearing like that.
That's true. So R squared plus times S squared times T squared times D plus M plus Y squared divided by L squared.
There's so you need two chickats to fix this.
So you need two chickats to fix this.
No, it's a chickat squared, so that would be, what, 36 limbs?
But what's great is that it gives you all these other alternate forms that you can experiment with.
Oh, shit. Okay, so...
Yes, Wolfram Alpha, check it out. It's amazing. It can tell you how many calories would...
I think she was just trying to imagine a creature with 36 limbs.
No, I've seen it in art.
Oh, God, really?
Close.
And the piece is just called Chakat Squared. And it's like, no! You know, because 1 squared is 1, which means it would have 1 head and 36 limbs.
I think he listens, but I'm not sure. But I think it was Stryker Redwolf or one of his ilk that drew it.
Sorry, sounds Stryker. Terrifying. So, serious advice time, guys. What do you think?
It sounds like a goddamn clusterfuck.
Literally. I mean, if you get them all together and her in the middle, it'd be a big clusterfuck.
So if y'all ever want to join like a free love commune, I think that's what you've got going.
Problem is, we don't know if the other guys are bi or if he's bi, and we don't know if the other female is bi, because if she's a lesbian and the only person that's bisexual is the one girl, she's going to be Smurfette.
Oh. So serious answer. It's gonna have to be. How much do you really dig this girl? I mean, is it worth the risk about these other people? But it comes down to it's not a competition. You don't Charlie Sheen win if you get the girl. And if the other guys are butthurt because you got the girl and they didn't, hello, grow the fuck up. Because that's a personal, real problem with me. It's not whoever calls dibs that gets the girl. It's whoever actually she chooses to go out with. Mm-hmm. It's not like they called shotgun and you got in the front seat first. It doesn't work that way.
Your vagina's nickname is now shotgun. I got shotgun.
It doesn't work that way. And I'm sorry, they may be butthurt, but they should get over it. I mean, if they're not, I mean, seriously, fuck those guys. I mean, it's... Somebody's going to get butt hurt no matter what happens. You know.
Okay. Well, I guess my thoughts are a little bit different. Of course, you know, you can't all win. Unless you're really lucky. She was dying, so.
Shotgun!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Wow.
Wow.
What?
I'm just like, you're finding way too much pleasure in that idea.
Sorry. Okay. My thoughts are, if you... I'm trying to give serious advice now. Okay. My thoughts are that you were the emotional best friend during this breakup, and the breakup was only 3 months ago. I'm thinking that if I were you, I wouldn't push for an actual relationship at this point, because that puts you in the unfortunate predicament of being the rebound guy. And it's very possible that you could be in that position, since you were the one that was there for her emotionally. But that's usually not a good indicator for a long-term relationship. At least not now. You may actually even sit down with the other people involved and hash this out. But I mean, we also don't know if she's expressed interest in being with a girl, but we don't know if she's expressed interest in being with this girl. Well, he does say that she's expressed in, she could, you know, consider any of them mates.
But I wouldn't just sit down and be quiet and be like,
I wouldn't be passive, but I'm also thinking that this isn't going to end well for him.
Well, I'm just afraid of him being the nice guy, keeping his yap shut, and she doesn't know that he's... Did he say if he's interested in her yet?
Yeah, I have feelings for this girl for several years and have told her so.
Oh, okay, then at least you've spoken up and said something. I was afraid of him having nice guy disease and watching him date someone else and the girl never having a clue.
But... Yeah, and watching other people walk away with his vagina that is rightfully his.
So, but he's spoken up, so there's at least... He's made his interest
now. You could also work out some sort of timeshare relationship, you know. I get shotgun Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You know, and you'll have a key to the garage anytime.
You can have it on Sundays that are not Easter, because Easter is a special day, and I like to roll my balls or eggs down her face. And sorry, we're getting very close to Easter, so I had to.
Well, let's see. He can
work in something.
You know what that
Someone
means?
Someone else can still use the vagina. He just needs to roll it down her face.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, since it's Easter, you know what that means. Lots of bunny porn on FA.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the extent of my religion, is that I like Easter for all the bunny porn. I like Christmas for all the reindeer porn.
I don't know. I'm mighty fond of the candy and the eggs.
The other great thing about Easter is that the new season of Doctor Who always comes back at Easter. So he is risen, my Time Lord and Savior. He is returning.
I wonder if they do that on purpose.
What, the My Time Lord and...
No,
that he's come back on Easter like Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, he does... He
came back from the dead. When he does it 10 times, call me. Saren, what advice do you have for this anonymous person?
I would run screaming into the darkness. I'm sorry, this sounds like such an amazing storm of derp and emotional... I mean, seriously, this is something you need 2 extra Chikats just to contain the crazy. And they distribute it really well. It's, you know, I would... Ugh.
The thing is the issue isn't between him and her. It's him and the other people involved. And,
well, how close are you to these other friends, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
are you friends on the same level with everybody in the situation, including the girl that you're trying to date?
Are they just acquaintances? Are they, you know?
Because if they're like your... If they're really your, you know, your bros, your lifelong friends that are really close, you know, they might understand. You know, and you know, if you really love this girl. But, you know, I'm almost inclined to kind of agree with Saverin that there's so many variables in this situation.
Well, Saverin doesn't like math.
Yes. I suck at math, but this is something that not even Wolfram Alpha can help you solve.
It does sound like there's a lot of people involved. It sounds like a very complicated situation. You know, I would be inclined just to sort of, I don't know, you could sit on the sidelines, but this is a tough one. Saverin, do you want to say anything else? Help me out here.
No, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
And I'm going to stay far away from this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. This, we talk about relationship math, and we joke about it. This is, you know, quadratic, you know, quantum physics.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, if you want to hook up with this chick, you need to make your, you know, intentions known. Beyond that, I would totally not go for the free love, open relationship, commune, poly party thing.
Well, I don't even know if that's an option.
Well, I don't even know. I'm looking at this and I'm like, wait, what?
Because like I said, if all the men in this equation are straight and the one female is completely gay, then it's not a fucking big bisexual poly party.
It's a wagon wheel, and she's the middle.
Yeah, and everyone's trying to get their spokes into her.
Exactly.
And there's only so many orifices.
Yeah.
Hey, you can get up to 3 at a time, I mean.
You're not even trying.
Then you
5 in the stink.
The showstopper. So, yeah, I'm sorry. This is not a situation that I think you want to go, you know, neck deep into.
Anyway, I think
we've probably beaten this into the ground.
Just because I'm trying to think of some honestly good advice for you, and I honestly don't see this situation working out, so...
Yeah.
And there's a lot of variables, unfortunately, that we, as many variables as we have, there's a lot of variables that we don't know, like how what your relationships are with the other people, how she feels. At this point, you know, she broke up. Her ex is still kind of in the picture, and there's like 4 people that want her. I would feel sort of deer in headlights at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and she might just be like, oh my God, just leave me alone. I just want alone for a while and this toy from adamandeve.com and that's it.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with toys from Adam and Eve. They're fun.
Yeah, but that's my point is like, you know, she might want some alone time. It's been 3 months, but you know, everyone's different, but. Anyway, do we need to do anything, Saverin? Announce anything?
No. Other than we don't have a topic for next week. Yet.
We will think of something.
We will think of something. We will also, we're gonna be developing some contesty type stuff. This week's has you know, actually, this week's contest, we're going to run this contest for 2 weeks. We got 2 games to give away. Just go back and write us in an email what time we said we were starting recording at. And the two prizes are a copy of Audio Sturf for Steam and a copy of Portal, also for Steam.
The original, not two.
Not two, just the original. But, I mean, it's an amazing game. It's one of those, who doesn't have it, but... So, if you write an email, like, put subject contest, and we'll draw names from a hat in, like, 2 weeks' time. Does that sound good, guys? Am I just talking out my ass here? You're staring at ponies.
I'm not staring at ponies.
He's staring at Kyle Gold stuff.
Oh,
I installed the Nook app on. I installed apps for Kindle, Nook, and Kobo on here, and I'm just gonna like take a look at the different e-readers.
It sounds good.
Oh yeah, so contest. Earlier in the episode, I said what time it was when we started. Find it. Tell us what it is. Make sure you use the subject line contest, and in 2 weeks' time, we'll make a draw, and people will get awarded games.
Yay, guys.
And we'll go forward, and there's another batch that I also have, and we'll probably maybe do some stuff with For Planet in the future.
Yay!
Why? Because we can.
Because we have a certain inside man.
I know, right?
Right, yeah, totally.
So on that note, good night.
And shotgun!